plastic bottle.
Congratulations to the Durand, Arkansas Panther girls basketball team on their qualification for the WYAA state tournament in Green Bay. I'm Brian Winnekins, inviting you to join me, along with former Durand, Arkansas girls basketball coach Lionel Jones and Randy Kohler, for complete coverage of the Panthers' trip to Green Bay. Our coverage begins at 6 p.m. on Thursday night, and tip-off of the Panthers' Division IV state semifinal against St. Mary Catholic will be at 8:15. Coverage from the WYAA Girls Basketball Tournament is brought to you in part by Security Financial Bank, Advent Health of Durand, Bowerbilt Tire and Service Center, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, a division of Ansay & Associates, and our streaming audio being brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand and Adams Super Service of Durand. Good luck, Lady Panthers, at the WYAA State Girls Basketball Tournament. From all of us at Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elk Mound, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Uncertainty growing after U.S. tariffs on all steel and aluminum imports kicked in, leading to U.S. allies, along with China, to issue retaliatory hikes. The trade war weighing on the economy, along with a looming government shutdown deadline. That's this Friday. The House passed a bill to extend funding, but it still needs Senate approval. Democrats today say they will not get behind the bill due to funding cuts to key programs. ABC News political director Avery Harper has more.
The overall cuts to spend across the federal government. There are also issues that Democrats have with spending on health care, the possibility that it could affect health care access for those who are using the program Medicaid. But there's also this overarching concern that Congress is ceding power and the power of the purse to President Trump and Elon Musk.
On Wall Street, stocks ending mixed, making up for some of the losses this week due to positive data showing inflation is cooling. This is ABC News. Mideast envoy Steve Witkoff hoping to get a breakthrough in stalled talks to continue the Gaza ceasefire. He's in Qatar today hoping to advance a deal that would secure the release of all living hostages.
President Trump's Mideast envoy joining day two of the Gaza ceasefire talks in Doha. Steve Witkoff reportedly working to extend the ceasefire for another 60 days. Hamas would free at least 10 living hostages, including American Edan Alexander. Israel would release hundreds of Palestinian prisoners and lift its ban on humanitarian aid to Gaza. Witkoff's biggest challenge will be getting Hamas on board. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
Severe storms threatening the West Coast tonight. Heavy rains could lead to flooding and debris runoff for those burn-scarred areas of Los Angeles County, still trying to recover after January's wildfires. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
O'Reilly. Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is the story of the one. As a quality technician in a food processing center, she knows that making the right call is the best way to avoid a recall. That's why she trusts Grainger's world-class supply chain to deliver the high-quality supplies she needs to help keep her production line, her equipment, and her customers happy and healthy. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The look of the Irish. The Shamrock Shake is here again at McDonald's. Treat yourself to a creamy vanilla soft serve, swirled with shamrock syrup and topped with delicious whipped topping. And here's the sweetest part. When you purchase a Shamrock Shake, we'll donate 25 cents to benefit local Ronald McDonald's House Charities programs. So come to a participating McDonald's, enjoy a Shamrock Shake, and spread a little green cheer to families who need it most.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the mid-30s. Mostly sunny and even warmer tomorrow, highs in the mid-60s. Chance of showers and storms Friday, high around 70. Windy, rain to snow, and falling temps Saturday. Sun, breezy, and a high in the upper 30s only Sunday. Bathroom remodels, only $99 a month at BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. Currently 54 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. State Supreme Court candidates Dane County Judge Susan Crawford and Waukesha County Judge Brad Schimmel will debate for the first and only time tomorrow night. Voters go to the polls April 1st. Training is underway for Milwaukee School Resource Officers. A total of 38 Milwaukee police officers have signed up to monitor Milwaukee public schools. It's the latest step to bring school resource officers back after a state law required them to be in place by the beginning of last year. UW-Madison is being investigated for anti-Semitic discrimination. A letter sent Monday by the U.S. Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights warned 60 universities, including UW-Madison, that failing to fill obligations under the Civil Rights Act could lead to enforcement actions. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Things are getting even cheaper at Fleet Farm during Chick Days, March 6th through the 12th. We've got the most popular poultry breeds, all at the best prices guaranteed. Plus, get great deals on other chickening needs too, like 20% off Little Giant feeders and waterers. 40 pounds of NatureWise protein crumble is on sale for $16.99. And Kamek and Tamarack boots for the coop are all 25% off. Eggers, Leghorns, Reds. Now's the best time to get them during Fleet Farm Chick Days.
Chances are, with the tricky road conditions caused by snow, sleet, and ice, you could end up getting a dent, ding, or bang on your car this winter. If you do, there's only one name to trust for quality auto repair. That's JKO Auto Body Shop of Durand. JKO Auto Body uses factory replacement parts and paint, so you know your vehicle is back to factory specifications and that the repairs will last. JKO works with all insurance companies, too. If your vehicle gets a dent, ding, or bang this winter, get it repaired at JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. Anabis Silor, your Husqvarna and Toro Lawn and Garden Equipment dealer, Durand. Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at AdventHealth.com. And the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand. The Mondovi City Council has decided to wait until they talk with the city attorney before agreeing to assist some property owners in an erosion control project on Mirror Lake. In 2020, the city did do a complete dredging of the lake, which included an erosion control on the public portion of the lake. Mondovi Mayor Brady Weiss said there were some property owners, though, at that time that did not want an erosion control on their private property.
And there was actually at that time some residents that did not want any of the riprap placed on their private property lines, which also bordered the lake. So obviously a little concerning here. We're still trying to process some of the potential liabilities if, you know, there's some engineering issues there, or, you know, and go back through the documents to see if everything was done correctly. We believe it was, but we also want to hear the concerns of the residents and see if there's a possibility where we can assist them.
The costs for a new project would be anywhere from $40,000 to $140,000. Wisconsin small business owner Rebecca Cook is running again in 2026 for the 3rd Congressional District seat. The district covers most of western and southwestern Wisconsin. This will be Cook's third attempt at taking the seat, which is currently held by Republican Representative Derek Van Orden. Cook lost to Van Orden by about 2% of the votes last November. The number of vehicle accidents have increased by 5% in La Crosse County. Over 3,400 car accidents were reported last year. The number of fatalities from the accidents were the highest that they have been since 2001. 8 people died last year from car accidents. Speeding and distracted driving were two of the major issues that caused some of those accidents last year. The La Crosse Area Planning Committee is looking at working on a safety action plan to resolve some of the issues to get the number of accidents down. That plan should be ready to roll out by May of 2026. Wisconsinites were scammed of more than $100 million in 2024. The Federal Trade Commission reports that just over $106 million came from more than 30,000 fraud reports last year, with the average loss being $357. Imposter scams were the most reported category of fraud, followed by identity theft, credit bureaus and information furnishers, online shopping and negative reviews, and banks and lenders. Nationally, consumers reported losing more than $12.5 billion to fraud in 2024. That was a 25% increase from $10 billion in 2023. You're listening to WRDN News.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit. With world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit AdventHealth.com.
Now through March 31st, get up to $160 back on a Bridgestone prepaid MasterCard. Get up to $80 when you buy a set of four eligible Bridgestone tires. Get up to an additional $80 when you make an eligible tire purchase with your CFNA credit card. Your Bridgestone dealer is Bauerbilt Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. Subject to credit approval, restrictions apply. See Bauerbilt Tire or BridgestoneRewards.com for details.
The Durand, Arkansas Lady Panther girls basketball team received a great send-off to the WYAA State Girls Basketball Tournament today. It all started at 9:30 with a pep rally at Durand, Arkansas High School, and then they were escorted out of town by Durand police and fire. Now the Lady Panthers will face St. Mary Catholic in the WYAA Division IV state semifinal Thursday night. WRDN will have coverage from the state tournament on Thursday, first with the Elk Mound versus Xavier Division III semifinal with coverage beginning at 1:20. We'll have remotes from the tournament from 6 to 8 p.m. Then join myself along with Coach Lionel Jones and Randy Kohler for the call of the Durand, Arkansas versus St. Mary Catholic WYAA Division IV state semifinal coverage. We'll start that game coverage at approximately 8 p.m. The Durand City Council is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include a presentation of the new city website, approval of the fire department officers, and discussion of the proposed dog park. Tonight's meeting begins at 6:30 at Durand City Hall. That will be live streamed on the WRDN website. A Western Wisconsin man has been charged with his 12th OWI. Prosecutors say a woman called 911 after someone drove into her yard and knocked over her garbage cans. Someone else in the home followed the driver and got a photo of the license plate. The plates matched to 63-year-old Mitchell Bundy. Officers say he admitted to drinking and was slurring his speech. Bundy has had 11 OWI charges dating back to 1993, including some in South Carolina and Oklahoma. A bill requiring Wisconsin sheriffs to seek proof of citizenship from persons in custody on felony arrests has cleared a state committee. If the sheriff would not comply, the local government would lose 15% of its revenue from the state in the following year. On Tuesday, the Assembly Committee on Criminal Justice and Public Safety voted 8-4 along party lines to recommend passage of the bill. It would need to pass both the full Assembly and Senate in order to arrive at the desk of Democratic Governor Tony Evers, who's already indicated he'll veto any such measure. You're listening to WRDN News.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25 Durand, for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
Big or small, in town or in the country, Prime Realty of Durant can help you find exactly what you need. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty. As the area's number one home seller, we have the experience and commitment to help you navigate the complex real estate market. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or a seasoned veteran looking to sell your current property, Prime Realty is your guide toward home ownership. Like Prime Realty Guys on Facebook or visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. Prime Realty, making your dreams a reality.
Research teams have found the resting place of an infamous 1890s shipwreck in Lake Superior. The Great Lakes Historical Society over the weekend announced the discovery of the wreck of the Western Reserve, a coal-hauling freighter and one of the first all-steel ships to sail on the Great Lakes. The ship tragically foundered and sank near Whitefish Bay, killing 27 people, including the owner's family, who were on board for a cruise through the lakes. Only one person survived. Researchers say a light recovered during the sinking, currently on display at the National Museum of the Great Lakes in Toledo, Ohio, matches one spotted by survey teams. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Ugh, I've just been feeling so sluggish lately.
You should try the Metamucil 2-Week Challenge.
The Metamucil 2-Week Challenge?
Yeah, Metamucil 4-in-1 Fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Start your daily routine now, and in 2 weeks, you could be feeling great. Well, it's been 2 weeks. How you feeling?
Lighter and feeling great.
If you want to feel lighter by promoting digestive health, sign up to take the 2-Week Challenge at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Progressive knows if you have to choose between everyday life and your RV, RV wins.
What, are you going to take the RV to the lake or clean out your closet?
RV wins!
Putting the dishes away or taking the RV camping?
RV wins!
Cleaning the fridge or taking a trip to the beach?
RV wins!
You might want to clean the fridge real quick because, you know, mold.
We clean out the fridge, then take the RV out.
With Progressive, you can bundle your RV with your home or auto and save with a discount and spend more time enjoying those savings in your RV. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states and situations.
Track where it takes everything to be good. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay is my go-to. They've got millions of parts guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Do you have an unused car, truck, motorcycle, boat, or RV taking up space? Put it to good use by donating it to the NASCAR Foundation. Proceeds help fund medical resources for children in our racing community. Your wheels can heal. Call 844-NASCAR-9 and we'll come tow away your vehicle for free. The process is quick and your gift is tax deductible. Call 844-NASCAR-9 to donate your vehicle to the NASCAR Foundation today. Your donation will help our children survive and thrive.
With three poles and four victories at Las Vegas Motor Speedway, three-time and defending NASCAR Cup Series champion Joey Logano knows how to get the most from the Sin City venue. This weekend, however, the pilot of the Team Penske 22 Ford has some added pressure to perform.
We say that's a racetrack where it just takes everything to be good. You got to have a fast car. You got to be able to take the bumps good. You got to have good horsepower. You got to have good fuel mileage. You got to have the right strategy. And it is the Penske 400, right? I will be driving the Penske car there. So you want to make sure you have a good run in there, a good show. And I don't see why we wouldn't be good there. I'm looking forward to getting out there and seeing what we got.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
This year's Patty Kazmaier Award, which goes to the top player in women's Division I college hockey, will be a Wisconsin Badger. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Forwards Casey O'Brien, Layla Edwards, and defender Carolyn Harvey are the top three finalists announced by USA Hockey today. The winner will be announced on Saturday, March 22nd during the Frozen Four in Minneapolis. The Badgers, they've had five Kazmaier Award winners. The Badgers are the top overall seed in the women's NCAA tournament. They're hosting a regional between Boston University and Clarkson in Madison on Thursday night. and will face the winner at 2 p.m. on Saturday at Laban Arena. Big Ten men's basketball tournament is underway in Indianapolis today. Three games on tap, starting with Northwestern and Minnesota. Winner of that matchup will get the Badgers tomorrow afternoon. The Seattle Seahawks have agreed to a one-year deal worth up to $5.5 million with veteran Marquez Valdez-Scantling today. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Gerisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. The application period is now underway for Wisconsin's 2025 elk hunting season. More details about the hunt and how you can apply when we return. But first, you fish the same waters year after year. But what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish. Welcome back. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources announced last week that the application period for the 2025 elk hunt is now open and continues through May 31st. This year, there will be increased opportunity within the Black River Elk Range as both antlered and antlerless harvest authorizations will be available through the state licensing process. This year's elk quota for the Black River Elk Range will be 4 antlered elk and 4 antlerless elk. The Clam Lake Elk Range quota will be 8 antlered elk, with 50% available to Ojibwa hunters. Only Badger State residents can receive an elk license, and only one tag can be issued per person in their lifetime. The DNR will notify winners by early June. The application fee is $10, and $7 of that fee goes directly to elk management, monitoring, and research. Wisconsin residents can access a license application online through the Go Wild license portal or in person at a licensed sales agent. Learn more at dnr.wisconsin.gov and search elk hunting. I'm Rob Gerisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Check out our website at outdoornews.com.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the mid-30s. Mostly sunny and even warmer tomorrow, highs in the mid-60s. Chance of showers and storms Friday, high around 70. Windy, rain to snow, and falling temps Saturday. Sun, breezy, and a high in the upper 30s only Sunday. Bathroom remodels, only $99 a month at BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. Currently 54 degrees.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. We are broadcasting today from Raising Nebraska, located here on the Nebraska State Fairgrounds, as the Nebraska Sorghum Producers Sorghum Symposium is underway. Look at these markets today and the interesting road that we have traveled to get here. We're going to talk a little bit about the WASDE and where we're sitting with those information data that came at us. And of course, tariffs, the ever-changing world that it has become. Arlen Suderman is is joining us today. Harlan, of course, is with StoneX. And maybe we need to start out with the WASDE report of yesterday. As you and I well know, that there not a lot of changes happened within those numbers. But it sounds like that sell-off action is happening today versus yesterday.
Yeah, if you remember back to the February report, we had a big sell-off the day of the report. And it was largely because USDA failed to increase exports for both corn and soybeans, and especially corn, the market was expecting it. And not seeing that happen, not seeing USDA make the changes, was really disappointing to the market. And so it sold off. Well, we got the same thing in yesterday's report. No changes to the domestic balance sheet. And in fact, one of my team, Mike Castle, was going back and looking at South American production estimates. And this was the first year on record that USDA has yet to make an adjustment to Brazilian production estimates. And so USDA, as one person posted on social media, apparently USDA employees are so worried about losing their jobs that they forgot to make the adjustments. Delayed response, sell-off coming today amidst more tariff concerns. There's been a lot of talk today about retribution or retaliation by Europe. And Europe has purchased more corn this year than what they normally do, mostly Spain and Portugal, and that was due to some issues they had with the crop there in Europe. But that business is already done, and they have very little on the books, just almost nil on the books now. And it was very unusual business that we did in the first place and the usual set of circumstances. So we really don't expect that to impact much. If you look at retaliation against beef, they only account for, less than a percent or two of our total beef shipments as well. So we don't expect that to be a big factor overall. So overall, I think today's market was trading fear more than it was fundamentals from the tariff standpoint.
So let's talk a little bit more about that, because this is an ever-changing world. And, you know, when you and I talked midday, just kind of getting us up to speed, because things, you know, between Canada and, you know, they talked about electricity and tariffs coming back and who is going to trade against who. Where are we at this point? And what does it mean for fears within this marketplace?
Yeah, most of the talk has been China, Canada, Mexico, because that's where we really started with the tariffs on the 1st of February, 25% on Canada and Mexico, which was paused and then put back on. And then now it's paused again until April 2nd, at least on many parts of it that affect the ag world. And 10% on China, which was double the 20%. And let's start with China. China has doubled down. I thought we might be able to get a trade agreement within the first two or three months of the Trump administration. Now it looks like it's going to be 6 to 12 months, and I'm leaning toward the latter end of that for anything. If we look at Trump 1.0 and the agreement we got then, it took several years. In China, which values face-to-face talks, required 13 such face-to-face talks before an agreement was reached. This time, I think Trump wants to push it to happen faster, and so that's why he's being more aggressive in what he's doing. But thus far, Xi Jinping is really kind of digging in his heels. Now, the media is still reporting that Trump may visit China to have a face-to-face with Xi Jinping as early as next month. I question whether that'll happen at this point, because it's rare for heads of state to meet without their people under them working out some type of an agreement that they can triumph when they do. And the word that we're getting right now is no such talks are happening. There are talks at very low levels, and it's simply about the logistics of the possibility of Trump visiting China. So right now, I don't see the path toward him visiting China next month, but maybe that'll happen. They've shifted basically their soybean buying to cheaper supplies out of South America already, and South America is expected to have cheaper supplies available for the next 6 months. So that gives us some time to work on something with China. They haven't purchased any meaningful supplies of corn, wheat, or grain sorghum for the last 6 months. So that doesn't really impact much. So over the next 6 months, we need to see something happen. When it comes to pork and beef, that will be hurt. We will probably lose some pork and some beef business with China, and so the meat industry will feel that pain. When it comes to Canada, I think the two things that we're hearing most about this morning in retaliation is Canada may limit crude oil shipments to the United States, which could increase the cost of fuel going into planting season in the Midwest. They may reduce or limit the amount of ethanol that they'll import to the United States. They were our number one ethanol customer last year at 675 million gallons. But the real story is all about Mexico. Mexico is our biggest customer for corn at nearly a billion bushels. Our number two buyer of soybeans, a large buyer of soy meal, number one buyer of pork. That's the big thing. We can talk about more of this. I think we're probably coming up on a break after the break.
Yeah, perfect. You just took the words right out of my mouth, Arlen. We come back, we're going to talk more about Mexico and this relationship we have. Also, kind of the one that's sitting off in the background. We'll talk more about the European Union as well. We'll take a look at the bright spot that's been happening within our corn, or excuse me, in our cattle complex. So the Channel Final Bell will continue after this, listening to the Rural Radio Network.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Welcome back once again here to the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Our conversation continues with Arlen Suderman. Arlen, of course, is over at StoneX. And we left off kind of talking about Mexico. And I know earlier in the day you kind of reiterated the important role that we cannot forget about this working relationship we have with Mexico.
Yeah, absolutely. They are our major trading partner we absolutely need to maintain. Now, that has been built over the years because we have a great transportation system with rail coming from all different parts of the country, flowing into all different parts of Mexico. So we can very easily move commodities down into Mexico. When it comes to pork, they import roughly half of the pork that they consume. They can't grow enough corn to produce the pork that they do produce, so they need to buy from the United States. They need to buy soybeans and soy meal to supplement that as a feed as well. They buy some wheat from us. All in all, the choice comes down to how would they retaliate. If they would match the tariffs on what we ship to them, that would tremendously increase their costs, raising food inflation by a considerable amount. They can't afford that risk of that kind of food inflation in Mexico. It's that kind of food inflation that can topple governments, and they can't afford to do that. So I do expect to see some type of an agreement with Mexico. I did expect to see it by now. I thought we'd see it by the 1st of March. We have not. So I do see movement, though, and I different than the other countries. We see President Sheinbaum of Mexico largely dealing with this with talks with President Trump behind closed doors and phone calls and conversations. And I think that's gotten a better response from President Trump. And in the end, I think it's going to be all about helping to contain China, with getting Canada and Mexico to do things to limit what China does to access our markets through them, taking advantage of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. And I think once he gets those changes, we'll see a back off on these tariffs. But it's going to leave all of us in the industry quite nervous until that actually happens. But Mexico can't afford for this to continue to escalate. And I think that's going to be a big driving factor in reaching an agreement.
So what about the European Union? I mean, they've got some retaliatory tariffs that came on us, and like right around $28 billion worth of U.S. goods. It seems like they're just kind of quietly sitting in the background. Tariffs in place, but not getting as much market attention.
Yeah, because they had to really search to try to come up with that $28 billion. And it's really largely products that don't affect us too much, so to speak. And that's because they don't accept much trade from us. They have such high tariffs and trade restrictions on so many things. I mean, try to sell any type of corn into many parts of Europe. They don't want our GMO corn. Try to sell beef into Europe. It's difficult to do. They have tremendous restrictions. That reminds me how President Trump yesterday took on Canada with their 250 to 390% tariffs on U.S. dairy products trying to go north into Canada. So there's another example. But Europe is even worse than Canada and the types of restrictions it has on imports of U.S. agricultural commodities into that region. And I think that's what we're going to see Trump really take on. It's very difficult for Europe, therefore, to do retaliation when they don't do the type of trade that we need them to do with us on these agricultural commodities.
Switch gears here quick, Arlen. What are your thoughts on this cattle market? Some new highs being put in place, and the momentum for them today has just been outstanding.
No, it really has been great today. And I think the slowing down the chain speed in recent weeks has really worked. And we saw the choice cuts yesterday close at $321, up about $362 on the day and up about $10 over the last 3 weeks. And we're getting into grilling season now. So the key now is going to be, will the consumer be there during this grilling season? Has a consumer become so worried about tariffs and inflation and what's happening with the economy that he or she will quit buying? And I think grilling season will be a big test of that. If the consumer is still there, then we should be okay. But let's remind you, our numbers, our slaughter numbers are really low. But with record carcass weights and record imports, overall beef availability is at record levels. And so the beef is there, albeit at a higher price. Now it comes down to, will the consumer pay the price that's there? And if not, the consumer will be moving down the value chain to pork and to poultry. So it's going to be critical. And with what's going on in the economy right now, President Trump has said, just be patient with me in his State of the Union address. Well, that patience may wear thin with the consumer, and if it does, then the consumer won't be there for the cattle industry.
Great discussion today, Arlen. What's the best way for folks to get a hold of you?
On X at ArlenFF101, over at StoneX.com.
All right, Arlen Suderman's been joining us today to give us a breakdown of what we're seeing within this marketplace for a Wednesday. A quick reminder that commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss not suitable to all investors. That's Channel Final Bell, brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional on the Rural Radio Network.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Strauss, making high-quality workwear for more than 70 years. Strauss.com. Much of the focus on global trade disputes has been centered on the new tariffs from the United States, but a long-simmering conflict between Canada and China is also reshaping the ag markets, and it didn't start with the Trump administration's tariffs. This trade fight has roots going back more than a decade. I'll have the details after this.
This episode of Farm Progress America is brought to you by Strauss. For more than 70 years and three generations, Strauss has manufactured high-performance, German-engineered workwear, work boots, and safety equipment. The company's ostrich logo has become a proud symbol of excellence recognized by farmers around the globe. Need extra comfortable bibs? Strauss has them. What about work pants that have been tested to be 5 times stronger than your standard canvas pants? Strauss has those too. Each piece of the Strauss collection, from hat to boot, has been specially engineered to help you perform better on the job. Whether you're working in the fields, taking care of livestock, or maintaining all the equipment that keeps your farm running. So if you're looking to add some extra utility and comfort to your workday, then harvest your potential and look for the ostrich. Prepare for the next growing season and grab yourself some new gear at Strauss.com. That's Strauss.com. Yes, the Trump administration has announced and removed tariffs against Canadian products several times over the past month, but the Chinese government has also been taking aim at Canadian products. The most recent escalation came last week when China announced new tariffs on Canadian ag imports, targeting pork, barley, and peas, key exports that Canadian farmers have depended upon for several years. Beijing claims the tariffs, which range from 10 to 35%, are in response to Canada's, quote, unfair trade practices and recent national security measures against Chinese companies. Canadian officials, however, call it economic retaliation, pointing to their new tariffs on Chinese-made electric vehicles and limits on Chinese investment in agriculture and critical minerals. This latest dispute is just the newest chapter in a long-running trade battle between the two countries. The conflict began in the early 2010s when Canada challenged China's agricultural trade policies at the World Trade Organization, alleging that Beijing unfairly restricted imports of canola, beef, and pork from Canada. The fight escalated in 2019 after Canada arrested a top Huawei executive at the request of U.S. authorities. In response, China blocked Canadian canola shipments, citing phytosanitary concerns, and delayed meat imports, cutting billions from Canada's farm economy. With tensions still running high, Canada has worked to diversify its export markets, increasing shipments of canola, wheat, and pork to Japan, the EU, and Southeast Asia. But for Canadian farmers, losing access to China's massive consumer base remains a big challenge. For American agriculture, this trade war is also creating market shifts. North American producers face stiffer competition in global trade. At the same time, Canada's restrictions on Chinese fertilizers could lead to higher input prices for farmers across the continent, including here in the U.S. I'll have more when we come back.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future.